Well, good morning to our second week of online worship. Good morning to all those of the St. Andrew's and All Saints family. It's great to be with you again on this Sunday morning. And a special welcome to all of those joining us, maybe for the first time, but wherever you are in your own community, thank you for joining us, and I hope you'll be very blessed this morning. My name's Reverend Peter Myers, and I'm the curate at St. Andrew's and All Saints. And Reverend David Bruce will be teaching later in the service. Now, this week has seen a dramatic change in the restrictions on our lives as a result of the coronavirus, and hence our very different surroundings this morning. So I'm coming to you from the curate's house. How are you doing? Is my question to you this morning. I think some of us will be thriving on the adventure and be in really good shape. But there are other of us, members of us, that will be really struggling. This will be a very hard time. There'll be fear and anxiety and loneliness. And the rest of us will be somewhere on those two spectrums. But wherever you are this morning, we can be assured that God is with us. His love surrounds us, and my prayer is that in today's worship, you will encounter him in our worship together. Let me read you something from Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. In our worship this morning, we can approach our Heavenly Father with confidence because he will give us mercy and we will find grace in him to know how to handle these times. And though this is a recording, I am worshiping with you. God is outside time. He is with us wherever we are. And as we worship, our worship comes together in the spirit and we are together. So let me pray before we sing. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come into this place of worship and encounter you with confidence that you're there, that you love us, and that you are everything we need at this time of need. Amen. Wherever you are, why don't you stand or enjoy the lyrics and sing or sing along to 10,000 Reasons.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Song again, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name.
10,000 reasons we can find to bless the Lord. There are so many reasons to be able to be grateful even at this time. And I had shared a wonderful testimony as a result of last week's sermon and the teaching on spiritual warfare. One of our neighbours and one of our congregation shared with me that they were aware of binding and loosing and had bound and loosed in the past but hadn't really used that form of prayer recently. And they had friends who were stranded in Australia. They couldn't get a flight. There were real struggles. They really thought that they were going to be abandoned in Australia. This person said, "I need to start doing some spiritual battle." And so she started to bind and she started to loose into the heavenlies, that these friends would get a flight, there would be a seat and they would get home. And she showed me the WhatsApp messages to her friend in Australia saying that they were fighting and contending in the spiritual realms. And there was the yes, yes, yes in those WhatsApps time and time again. And do you know what? Those friends arrived back in the UK yesterday. So it's a wonderful answer to prayer and a testimony to that spiritual warfare. What are you grateful for this morning? Wherever you are, why don't you stop for a moment and think of one thing that we can be grateful for and thank for the Lord for this morning. Perhaps in your family groups, if you're with family, share for a moment, pause this, share. If you're on your own, then offer to the Lord. Or perhaps you want to ring a friend and share one thing that you're grateful for. Why don't we do that for a moment? I hope you've had some fun being grateful and us thanking the Lord. Here are some clips of some people of our church family that are grateful and in responding to this time. Watch these.
Hi, I'm Ali, and we've been trying to think creatively about how we can still meet as life group whilst we can't meet up. So we decided that we'd look at the Zoom app, which is an app you can download on your phone for conference calling. And we trialled our first meeting on Tuesday. Some people couldn't get in, but most people managed to attend. And we had a really good evening, meeting up, encouraging each other, letting each other know about the joys and sorrows of the situation, and just generally being together in the same time, in the same place. It was really good. We hope you might try it too.
Good morning. Last week, I wanted to make my prayer time a little bit more formal. I knew I wanted to pray for my family, for my friends, for my church, for my neighbourhood, for those who are on my heart. And so I just started to jot them down randomly on a piece of paper so that I didn't forget them. There's my little list written down very randomly. And then I thought to myself, well, what is it I'm wanting to pray for these people? And so I looked up some Bible verses about being anxious and fearful and felt that was what I wanted to pray for these people of my heart. And so there's a little list of Bible verses which I read out. Verses which say, don't be anxious about anything, but by prayer with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And so before I prayed, I read out these verses, and that gave me a little bit of encouragement that I was praying for something positive. And then I thought, well, this really is incredibly random. Why don't I formalise it and make a proper list? And here's my proper list of all the people that I'm praying for, with the dates and with the ticks. So what am I praying for these people that are on my list? Well, the Lord spoke to me quite clearly and said, I want you to pray for three P's. I want you to pray for protection. I want you to pray for peace. And I want you to pray for provision. So two or three times a day, I sit down, I read those verses, I pray the three P's for those people on my list. And then I thank God that he is hearing my prayers and that he is in control, and that whatever happens, we can trust him because our God is faithful. Thank you.
Hi, so over the last week, we have been phoning each other more than usual just because we can't see each other, and that's been great just to see how each other's day's been going. And we send each other like jokes and riddles, and we have lunch together, well, Andrew and I do, and that's been great.
Hi, just to say we've just got back from delivering leaflets in Bluebell Close, and while we were delivering, a lady who was on a run stopped and said she'd got her leaflet in Campion Way this morning and how appreciative she'd been. And her family member who's in Nottingham had got nothing like that, and she was really concerned about her. So just want to say that's brilliant.
Last week, when Bob and I went into self-isolation because of his various health issues, obviously wanted to pray, but where to begin, and wanted to make sure I didn't leave anybody out. So I made this prayer table in our living room. It does look just like a primary school teacher would make. And so I find it helpful every day to join with everybody at 12 o'clock or thereabouts, and to pray through these issues. That's why the timer's there. So I thought maybe it would be helpful to you too. I like the practicality of it, the things there that are reminding me about things that need praying for.
Isn't it great to see members of our community and our family responding in such wonderful ways? There's another wonderful blessing I want to update you with. You'll be aware that we've got the Blessing Fund, which we are using to be able to help church family members who may be finding things difficult financially at the moment. Well, over the last, I think, 10 days it is, we've had £3,500 be donated to that. And that money has started to be distributed to those around us in need. So thank you so much for contributing to that. If you are in need, then please contact us. But also, if you would like to contribute to that, then you can make transfers into the church bank account. Please just register it as Blessings account. Let me pray, and then The children will go out. There are more resources on the website that you can use, and then we'll continue to worship. But let me pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that there is so much, even in this time of challenge, to be grateful for. And we thank you. May our eyes remain fixed on you at this time. Amen. So, children, if you want to go and use those other resources, families, you can use those resources that Helen has put up on the website. Now, let us continue to worship and enjoy the Lord.
Shining down on me when the world's all as it should be. Well, welcome everybody. Can I add my welcome to Peter's welcome and welcome here to my new recording studio in the rectory. I want to reassure you all at this time that you are all much in our thoughts and prayers, and every Wednesday I continue to pray for each of you individually by name using the church directory, just to pray God's protection and his peace on all of you. It's been a real week, isn't it? A roller coaster of emotions, I expect, for all of us. We've known anxiety, we've known fear, we've known loneliness and just that uncertainty that this time has brought. Maybe for you too, there's been some really joyful times of extra time with your family or connecting over social media or the internet or whatever, and we are grateful for those times. For those of you who are living on your own, we're particularly aware of just how isolated this can be. And we're continuing to try and keep in touch with you on the phone and other ways. For others, especially key workers and those who are homeschooling, those parents who are homeschooling, maybe actually it's been busier than ever and you've just been craving space and feeling overwhelmed. What I want to just ask today, how in these times do we find strength and peace to sustain us? How do we process this roller coaster of emotions that we've all been on? I know for me at these times, where I go in the Bible more than anywhere is the Psalms, where actually we can hear the cries of normal people like me or you, just pouring out their hearts to God, just sharing their deepest emotions. And I want to reflect today particularly on some verses from Psalm 62 verses 5 to 8 this morning. These are verses which are on our special noonday prayer that I hope that many of us are following at midday each day. But before I read the passage, I want to just pray and pray a prayer which was on my Lectio 365 from Pete Gregg this morning, just to invite God's presence to be with us now. Unshakable God, you are our ever-present help in times of trouble. Amidst all the isolation, grief and fear caused by this crisis, renew in us your peace. Restore us to your perspective and reveal to us your presence now as we dwell in your words. Amen. So the words from Psalm 62 verses 5 to 8. My soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. We're going to dwell in those verses this morning, and particularly one or two phrases of those. I often find at times like this, rather than reading a whole chunk of the Bible, it's helpful just to read a verse or even a few words and just let the deep truths of those sink in. So we begin today with that first verse. My soul, find rest in God. Hear that invitation, each one of you. My soul, find rest in God. At this time, we may look to others, our family members, our friends, to support us. We may look for comfort from government and from organisations around. But the psalmist here reminds us more than anything to look to God, the God of the whole cosmos, who knows you, who cares for you, who watches over you. Find rest in him. And I wonder how we do that. How do we find rest in God? Well, I think one of the ways is what it says here in verse 8. It says, pour out your hearts to him. You know, the great thing is we don't have to bottle up our emotions. We don't have to do this stuff on our own. But we can pour out our hearts, our deepest emotions, to God. We can tell him our fears, tell him our anxieties. We can talk to him as if he's a friend. We can tell him where we're just overwhelmed. We can share our sorrows, where we've got things wrong and where we've messed up in our families, which will happen. It's happened to us this week. We can offer that to God. And we can pour out our hearts to him. But the good news is that God is there. We can be honest with him. And we can share our deepest thoughts and emotions with him. And the good news is that we can do that anywhere. Yesterday I was mowing the lawn, walking up and down the lawn. I'm grateful for a large lawn to mow now. And actually, as I was mowing the lawn, I poured out my emotions to God. And it was a great release to do that. And also I encourage each of us to get into really helpful, healthy daily rhythms with God, daily prayer and reading of scripture. We've got several suggestions of how to do that on our website, particularly joining in the noonday prayer. But I encourage you to take time to stop and simply be with God, to find a space, to pause and be still and find rest in God. It might help to light a candle and just sit in front of the candle and just allow the light of the candle to remind you of God's presence and his peace. Well, one of the things I've been doing quite a lot in the last few weeks, and I'm really missing this, not being able to go into the church centre and the church chapel, is just to sit in front of the cross with not necessarily any words, but just with open hands, offering to God my burdens, my worries, my concerns, and leaving them at the foot of the cross with him. Or maybe even if you've got a picture like mine, which means a lot to you, my icon, which I've talked about many times, actually to sit in front of that and remind us that actually Christ has his arm round our shoulders at this time, and he's with us. And in that place we can pour out our deepest emotions. We can pour out our hearts to him. And once we've done that, to simply receive, to ask God what you need in return, to receive his love and his peace. And I want to encourage us just to pause now before we look at the rest of this psalm and just do that. I'd love to invite you to close your eyes. Just to imagine Jesus sitting with you, sitting next to you, with his arm round your shoulder. And just pour out your heart to God now. And as you sit in his presence, just receive his peace. receive his comfort, receive his love. God, your God, is here, and he offers each one of us rest for our souls. Find rest in God. But then the psalmist goes on, my hope comes from him. My hope comes from God. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. I wonder what gives you hope at the moment. For me, I keep thinking of that day when the lockdown will end, when actually we'll be able to gather again, we'll be able to go out for our first meal and see our family and receive those hugs again from those people that we haven't been able to currently. You know, that's a great hope that we can hold on to. But for each one of us, there's even more hope than that, for the Christian faith offers a hope that is steadfast and certain. What is this hope that it offers? Well, here are a few things. Hope that we're never alone. Hope that God is with us in these present troubles. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Hope from Romans 8 that nothing can separate us from the love of God, not trouble or hardship or coronavirus, not even death itself. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And hope that one day, that great promise that everything will all be put right for eternity, all eternity again. In Revelation 21, you know, we live in a broken world, but God is at work. And because of the cross and because of God's great love for us, we have a sure and certain hope of the future. Those who know and love Jesus have an amazing future that awaits after death, a new heaven and a new earth, where there'll be no more crying, no more tears, no more suffering, no more pain, no more death, where all the old things have passed away, and we'll live with God in peace and perfect rest for all eternity. So we don't know to live as those who have no hope, for our hope comes from God, who is our rock and our refuge. And so we're called in the meantime, as it says here, to trust in him, trust in God at all times, you people, it says here in verse 8. What do we trust in? Well, firstly, we trust that God is here in our midst, and that he will give you his hope and his peace. The Bible doesn't promise that we won't have hardships and trials. In fact, Jesus said, in this world you will have trials, but I have overcome the world. And he promises us his peace which goes beyond understanding, his peace which the world cannot give. And that is there for each and every one of us. It's there particularly for those of you who don't yet know God, who might be listening in, who don't know that peace. I want to share with you a story that I had emailed today, a harrowing story in many ways, from a doctor in Italy. This came from a reputable source, and it's entitled Light in a Doctor's Darkest Nightmare. He says, until 2 weeks ago, my colleagues and I were atheists. It was normal because we're doctors. We learned that science excludes the presence of God. I laughed at my parents going to church. But 9 days ago, a 75-year-old pastor was admitted into the hospital. He was a kind man. He had serious breathing problems. He had a Bible with him and impressed us by how he read it to the dying as he held their hand. We doctors were all tired, discouraged, psychologically and physically finished. But when we had time, we listened to him. We realized that we needed to start asking God for help. We do this when we have a few free minutes. When we talk to each other, we cannot believe that though we were once fierce atheists, we are now daily in search of peace, asking the Lord to help us continue so that we can take care of the sick. You know, if you're watching this and don't normally join us and don't know God yet, maybe you would call yourself an atheist or at least an agnostic. Then maybe today God is calling you and saying, I'm here. Come home. Know in this time of fear and uncertainty that I'm here to give you rest for your soul and to give you peace and to give you a hope and be your rock and your refuge in the days to come. Trust that God is there and that he'll give you his hope and his peace. Secondly, trust that God will give you all you need to get through this time. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. If you're a single person at home, God will give you comforts. If you're a key worker overwhelmed with what's ahead, God will give you strength to do what you need to do. If you're a parent at home trying to juggle the needs of the family and trying to do homeschooling, God will give you the strength you need and the patience you need, if only you ask him. Trust he'll give you all you need to get through this time. And finally, trust that in this time of uncertainty that God is at work, bringing good through this crisis. You know, I've seen so many examples this week of neighbours coming together, of businesses and communities working together and sacrificially in ways that they've never done before. I've seen families coming together, church being the church like it's never been before. You know, God is at work while the whole world is being shaken. He's doing something. He's doing a new thing, changing hearts, drawing people to him, realigning us with his values and what's important in life. So I encourage you, trust him at all times, you people. So as we close, I'm going to read this psalm again. And then again, we're going to have a time of silence. And I invite you just to open your hearts to meet with God wherever you are. Wherever you are in your faith journey, allow God to meet you and give you his presence and his peace. My soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
Dave is inviting us to hope in the Lord and to put our trust in the Lord. And let's take that hope and that trust into our time of prayer now. And as we go into prayer, I want to show you two little clips of two of our church family who are working in the front line. One from Anna Laidler, who is a nurse in the NHS working with cancer patients, and also Rachel Harper, who looks after and manages a care home. So just watch this for a moment.
As I'm walking into work, I'm feeling a little bit worried this morning, but I'm trying to have faith, not fear, and I keep praying this prayer. Lord, help me to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Help me to give myself away to others, to everyone I meet, and help me to love the lost and those receiving treatment today, proclaiming Christ in all I do and say. This is our chemo room, which will soon be full of patients today. The staff and I have just prayed that God would give us protection today and help us to be nice to these people we're looking after. Please pray for all our lovely team on Rowan Sweet.
Hello everyone, my name's Rachel and I work for a local care group called Blossom Care. Here is a little about my frontline. We have two residential care homes on Avenue Road and we mostly support the elderly living with dementia. We're currently in completely uncharted territory and enter this pandemic having already been in a recruitment crisis for many, many months. We currently look after around 50 vulnerable adults in Malvern. To help support our staffing team to care for their children whilst continuing to work, this week we have opened an informal creche in one of our homes. Luckily, we have the space to isolate a separate area, as we cannot currently mix the two groups. Creche looks absolutely fantastic thanks to the generous loan of toys and equipment from St Andrews. The children have had a great week creating rainbows out of tissue paper, Easter chicks and lots of other crafty things. We have enjoyed cosmic yoga and PE with Joe, courtesy of YouTube. We've also been colouring and laminating butterflies to give to the residents to brighten up their rooms. The homes are very calm at the moment and we are currently managing with our staffing levels, but we're all wondering what the next few weeks will hold. We have heard today from partner agencies who can help support us and provide much needed PPE and hand sanitizer supplies. Please pray for our residents and our staff team who are currently working so very hard. Please pray that additional supplies will be delivered without delay. I hope you've enjoyed the pictures of our new creche and some of our residents having fun.
So let us now pray and encourage you. I'm going to read out some headlines and then wherever you are in your family unit or together in couples or whether you're on your own, then to speak out your own prayer in the silences. Let us pray together wherever we are. Let us pray for all those at the front line of the coronavirus. Let's pray for the doctors, the nurses, the support staff, the military and all the other emergency services. Let us, in a moment of silence, offer our own prayers. Heavenly Father, we pray for our government and leaders at local and national level. We remember particularly our Prime Minister who has been tested positive for coronavirus. We pray for his healing and for all of those. And again, in a moment of silence, let us pray for all leaders at this time. Let us continue to pray for our town of Malvern. We want to loose blessing and safety over all parts of our town. Our businesses, our religious communities, our charities, our schools, our hospitals and medical services, and all those that we haven't mentioned in those groups. Again, let's spend a moment of quiet or in your own spaces praying for those on our hearts. And finally, we pray for ourselves, our friends and our families. We pray again for safety over us all, for good health, protection, for love and resilience in all our relationships with one another. And we remember those who are living alone, who might feel isolated, and we pray for those that are particularly families where relationships might be stretched at this time. But we pray, Lord Jesus, you will enrich those relationships, grow those relationships, and deepen those relationships. Again, in a moment of quiet, we're going to pray for yourselves and your contacts and friends and family. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are sovereign and you will and do turn all things for your good. Amen. Let us start to move towards the end of our service with a final hymn, a song, Your Love Never Fails. Can I encourage you to stand and sing?
Joy comes.
God's love never fails, and that is why we can stand strong at this time, knowing God is in hope. And as Dave said earlier, we can set our hope and our trust in him, because his love will never fail. As we draw our worship this morning to an end, it's been lovely to be with you. I know we are all together in the Spirit, worshipping and enjoying the Lord. Can I encourage you, please send in testimonies, little clips of what is going on in your world. And we want to hear about the struggles and the difficulties that you're experiencing, not just the wonderful fruit and the good news and the answered prayers. All of that is testimony that we can share with one another to encourage us. It's not all easy all the time. It's difficult. We want to recognize that as well. So bless you. We look forward to touching base with you and connecting with you, to connect with each other. Stay connected. We will be back next week. So let me finish with a blessing. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with us wherever we may be. May he guide us through the wilderness, protect us through the storm. May he bring us home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown us. May he bring us home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and with us now and always. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and we will speak very soon.